How important is it for you guys to close out the regular season with a win here at home over the Bills?
We can't overlook that. You know, it's obvious what the direction our team's trying to go in, but it's also very obvious that's a team that knows us well. We know them well, and they always do play us close. So regardless of what the record may indicate, it's going to be a battle. And we have to respect them as an opponent when they come in. But we're trying to stack good football together. So last week against the Ravens was a good start of the direction we want to go in this postseason. But we can't get to our postseason without going through the Bills first. So we have to play solid football back-to-back weeks, and that's what we're striving to do.
Is it more difficult to prepare for an opponent that you do know so well, that you have so much information on, just trying to find ways to outsmart them maybe?
That's why we have the coaching staff that we have, and I think that they do a great job of doing that every week, and they're going to put us in the best position to win. We're trying to win every game around here. I mean, regardless of what you may think or what people may say, we want every game. So the Bills is not somebody we're overlooking or somebody we're going to put, you know, too much time into. We're going to put as much time as we need to go out there and feel that we are in position to win that game, and that's how this team's focused, and that's the direction we're moving in.
After Sunday's game, Stephen Logan was talking about the fact that he wanted to give Josh McDaniels every opportunity, every reason to keep going with the running game. Do you feel that same way when the running game gets going? You want to make sure that everybody on the coaching staff has a reason to keep going to you guys?
Absolutely. I think that our team has to be confident in the plays that we're calling. And, you know, when we have an offense that's hitting on the ground, and we're passing the ball well through the air. You have a defense that's playing strong. I think the best game they've played all year. You have special teams who are contributing. You know, your team is playing how you want them to play. So for us, I mean, I think it's just not being one-dimensional. I think it's whenever, you know, we have the chance to go in there and run the football, or we know that the defense struggles with the run, we have to go in there and be strong at the run. If they're weak at the pass, then we have to be able to attack them, you know, through the air. But whatever it is that we have to attack them to get the win, that's how we want to attack them. So, you know, following, you know, those big boys up front and having that last drive that we did last week to just be able to wear them down and run behind our offensive line, it was a step in the right direction. And like we said, these next few games are the most, you know, crucial games we have coming up. So whatever we have to do to keep the momentum going, that's what we're going to have to do as a team.
We know it's kind of been a process with the healthy scratch against Houston and then sort of getting your carries back up. How did it feel to be on the field 20-7, you guys trying to run out the clock and you're getting the ball play after play after play?
It was a step. It was a big step, man. And, you know, for us as a team, you know, I try not to focus on me as an individual, but for us as a team, it was big to close out the game the way that we closed that game out. And also being in Baltimore, that's a tough place to play. That's a good football team. And for us, that was a big challenge. And I think that we stepped up to the challenge and we did what we had to do. But all that, you know, to say, you know, none of that matters this week. We've got to go out there and we've got to handle the Bills. So we had some good signs. We had some things that we like, but we're going to have to play football this week against the Bills, and that's a great defense coming in here who gets to the quarterback. They're very active, and it's also a team, like I said, that knows us very well.
It's a hell of a show of confidence, though, right? I mean, a definite lifter for you.
Yeah, it's better than being on the sidelines, I'll say that.
How difficult was that, having to be on the sideline if you missed a job?
You know, I just really believe this, that God will never put you through anything more than you can handle. And for me, it wasn't what I wanted, but I know why I got there. It wasn't like Coach just woke up and decided to, hey, let's bench Stephen Ridley today. I put myself there. But for me, it's about not letting your past mistakes hold you down. And I think that life brings you that. You're going to have adversity. You're going to have stuff that you're going to go through, but it's how you bounce back from it as a person. And I love what I do. I love the sport that I play in. You know, God put me here. So for me, I can't sit on the past, whether it's success or whether it's, you know, something that I don't want, you know. But for me, it's focusing on these upcoming weeks, because I think if we finish this year the way that we want to finish this year, nobody will really remember what happened in the past. But it's going to take a total team effort, and it's not just about me. It's about the running back room in general being strong, whoever the number is back there, you know, whether it's Shane, whether it's Brandon, whether it's Blunt, whether it's me, whoever it is, we have to be accountable and we have to go out there and be a strong point for this team.
Did you feel like you had to try to prove yourself to the coaching staff in those few weeks that the workload had been cut back?
Of course, man. I mean, getting your playing time cut and being benched on the sideline isn't anything that anybody wants to go through. So you have to battle back. But it's nothing that's going to be given to you. You just have to go out there and work every day. And I can only control what I can control, you know. And like I said, when they call my number, I have to go out there and be a solid player. And being a solid player is also not making, you know, small mistakes that are very costly. So regardless of, you know, the good that you bring to the game, you have to realize that, you know, mistakes will also cancel that. You know what I mean? So for me, it's just you have to grow from this. You have to learn. You have to move on.
You and LeGarrette, both such hard runners, good at getting yards after contact. How do you balance wanting to run hard and fight for those extra yards versus protecting the football?
Hold on tight, man. That's all I can tell you, because there's no magic word. You know, there's not one thing that I can do. I can't change the player that I am. Like I said, I just have to go out there and play ball. And honestly, I just spent a lot of time on my knees and praying about it and talking to the people that I knew were close to me. And, you know, the bad times will pass too, you know, just like the good ones. You know, it's all in the past. So like I said, coming up four in these upcoming games, we're trying to be mistake-free. And if we can be mistake-free, it definitely gives us the upper hand and the better chance of winning the ball game. And that's all our coach is trying to do. So it's no hard feelings. I'm just trying to win every game from here on out, the Bills included. And that's how our team's focus is right now.
Did you talk to Kevin Falk at all? Is he any help for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I talked to Falk. Falk met me down in Texas. Got to talk to him for a long time and told me some things I needed to hear. And I also got to talk to my high school coach, David King, down in Natchez. And I just talked to the people who I knew, you know, had my best interest in mind. So regardless of what it was, you know, I'm just focused on what it's going to be from here on out.
How much of it, Stephen, was getting mentally right as opposed to just physically right? You know you're a good running back and coaches have confidence in you physically, but getting mentally right, how important was that to you?
It was big. It was big. But that's when I say I relied on my faith, man, and what's gotten me to this point. And, you know, for me, I can't make it a mental block. I've been playing this game way too long, but that doesn't put me above, you know, making mistakes. So even when you make mistakes, you have to try to go out there and fix them and do your best to not repeat them, you know. And so for me, it's just going out there and practicing hard and working hard. And like I said, I just got to squeeze that much tighter and hold on, but I'm still going to run the ball aggressive and I'm still going to do my job and what this team needs me to do. So, you know, if the ball's high and tight, I think the coaches will be happy and there'll be less turnovers and, you know, we're all sitting here having a great day. So I just got to keep pushing, man.
Did you get rattled at all? I mean, were there moments of doubt or anything? I know you said you had to trust your faith, but I mean...
There's a reason why I was there. It was no point to be rattled. I mean, you know, if I said it didn't bother me, I'd be lying. But that's part of it. I mean, I don't know one single player that you go and talk to right now that has played this sport that hasn't gone through some kind of adversity. Every single one of us, in whatever form it is, we've gone through some kind of adversity. But the good ones find a way to shake back. A good ones find a way to make things happen and not make the same mistakes. And that's what I have to do if I want to be a good running back, regardless of what I've done in the past. Regardless of the mistakes that I've made, it's all about from this point forward and what I do.